Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
People often talk about positive workplace environments. And those of us who've worked in both positive and negative places, we understand the importance, and you certainly understand the importance of environments that are positive. It just makes everything better. It makes life easier. It makes getting jobs done quicker. It makes the days go faster. It's just a better thing. But when your workplace environment is naturally not that, and there's not a lot of ways to change that, it's not a matter of attitude change because the setting is what it is, a prison hospital, what do you do to get by? What do you do to try and make the best of the situation to literally survive working there, especially if you're a sensitive person to emotions and your surroundings? In our next story, we hear about a prison nurse and her several encounters with the paranormal, working her shifts day and night within the prison system, and just how much it weighs on her mentally and emotionally. Take a listen. For a while, I worked as a nurse in a prison. Just so happy to be able to find a nursing position after months upon months of searching for a job. Took the job without even thinking. Right? It was quite an adjustment for me, because you're basically locked in a facility full of society's worst. While I was there, I learned many different aspects of the job. And after 3 months, I was then on my own. These are some of the unexplained experiences I encountered while working within this facility. My first experience, or encounter, as you may say, was when I was sent to the facility's hospital area. I just passed out the medications for the morning, started doing some of the paperwork. A lot of the regular nurses who had been there for a while usually take breaks at this time, and I agreed to stay at the nursing station since a nurse always needs to be present there. It's the rule. I'm not going to break it. Just to the left of the nursing station was a hallway with patient rooms on both sides, and to the right was a desk for some of the enforcement officers. I was sitting there charting when I felt like someone poked my right shoulder. Turning around, I was surprised to find that no one was there. Figuring it was just a muscle spasm, I just went back to charting. Then happened again. Got up to look around, found nothing out of the ordinary. Other nurses were still in the break room right down the hall. Figured I was imagining it, then I just went back on working. Later in the day, during the shift change, I was giving my report to an oncoming nurse when I felt like someone kept poking my back in the same place. I ignored it, so the nurse wouldn't think I was strange or crazy, but it kept happening. I started to get a little bit nervous. I had my back to the cabinets, and no one was close enough to be poking me. After I gave my report, I grabbed my bag and I left, thinking this was just an off first day. Well, little did I know, there would be many more off days. The next event occurred several days later when I was sent up to the hospital, but this time it was for the night shift. I was caring for a patient who was dying of cancer and needed around-the-clock pain medication. Early in the morning, I went into his room and I administered his IV medication. While I was pushing the IV medication, I had my back to the wall where the sink was. Then, suddenly I heard water running. Initially, I didn't really think anything of it because most sinks are motion activated, and I figured I'd just set it off. Once I finished giving the medication, I turned to face the sink, and to my surprise, the water was no longer running. It suddenly dawned on me, though, that the sink in the patient's room, it was not a motion activated sink. It had to be turned on manually with a lever. check the interior of the sink basin, and it was wet, so I knew it was that sink that I heard. I had not used that sink all night, though, nor had anyone else. I ended up getting the heck out of there and returned to the nurse's station. Every time I went back into his room to give him his pain meds, I prayed that nothing else would happen. The third and last event occurred when I was in the employee mailroom checking my mailbox. It was early. I just grabbed my mail and was reading through it, with my back to the door, when I heard what sounded like a key opening in the door. I didn't think anything of it because other employees come in and out of there all the time, in all hours of the day. I heard the door open and close and then some shuffling. Turning around to say hi and to ask them to lock the door on their way out, I realized I was alone. Figuring the noise came from another room, I looked into all the rooms down the hall. No one was there, no lights even on. I hurried back to my work area, which happened to be the hospital once again. Well, after about 6 months of this and working here, I quit. I started a new job out in the community where I have had no experiences. I dreaded going into work at the prison. The day I started working there, my anxiety was sky high. I battled depression there my entire employment time. Eventually, I even began to have suicidal thoughts. This is what drove me to find employment elsewhere, and I am glad I did. Now that I work outside of corrections, I realize how heavy of an environment a prison really is. Dark and depressing. One thing I realize now when I think back about it was the continuous feeling of being watched. Yeah, there's cameras all over the place, the guard towers, but many hospitals have security cameras as well. This feeling of being watched was just different, especially in the hospital. There are many people who can work in a prison without problem, but for some reason, I could not handle it. I was not one of them. It still bothers me that I never actually saw any of these events occur, just heard or felt them, which makes me doubt myself. However, I will never again work in a prison.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.